Now, I have noticed a pattern in Scripture that has really thrilled me. I started out with the Scripture that the Lord says, I will not leave you comfortless. Sometimes we suffer great losses. Famous people leave us. Even famous people in the Bible have left the scene. And you know, when people leave, that's hard, especially folks that you're close to or folks that you have some confidence in. Elijah left by a supernatural departure. He departed here on a fiery chariot. And oh my God, the miracles that Elijah did, that prophet was so strong and powerful, people trembled to come in his presence. But when he left, the person that was attending to him, named Elisha, received something that was even more powerful than Elijah. He received a double portion of Elijah's anointing. Now that seemed like a hard thing, but not for God. But Elijah had to leave. I mean, supernaturally, in a fiery chariot. But when he left, a double portion of his anointing fell on Elisha. Wow. When great people, people that we have confidence in, leave us or leave the scene, even in the Bible, when they left, it seemed like nobody could fill that hole. Another one is Moses. Moses, who stretched out his rod, parted the Red Sea. Moses, who spoke and the earth opened up and swallowed up his enemies. Moses, who raised his hands up and the armies of Israel defeated the armies, the enemy that was coming against him. Moses, who came down out of the mountain with tables of stone with the commandments on them. Never forget that scene in the Ten Commandments, the movie, coming down with the tables of stone with the commandments in them. Moses. But Moses died. He died. And Israel mourned for him. They mourned for him many, many days. But after Moses died, a great thing happened. They entered into the promised land with Joshua. That was stronger than anything. They actually made it and crossed the Jordan into the promised land. What a powerful thing. The Lord told Joshua, Moses is dead. Now it's time for you to get up and go over. Don't have any fear. Meditate on the word day and night, and you cross this Jordan. Who would ever think that there will be a more powerful move than that of Moses? He brought those tables of the commandments. Who would think there would be a more powerful and strong move of God than Moses? This is why the God you serve, and I'm sorry, I didn't give you my topic tonight. I just got jumped right into this. Great loss, greater blessings. My topic tonight is great loss, greater blessings. Now, the pattern that I'm talking about tonight is the pattern where people who seem like they're indispensable, they can't leave because if they leave, oh my God, what are we going to do when they leave? But Moses left. And the Lord told Joshua in the first chapter of Joshua said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now I want you to cross that Jordan and take them into the promised land. Wasn't that the reason they left Egypt? Finally, but it only happened when Moses died. Let me give you an example that just really was riveting to me when I saw this. Jesus, the one who came and died for our sins and rose from the grave, and he walked on water, he spoke to storms, he raised the dead, he healed the sick. What can we say about Jesus? Oh my Lord, he did it all. The scriptures say Books could not even contain all the miracles that he did. Everybody wanted Jesus to stay. Everybody, nobody wanted Jesus to leave. Nobody wanted him to leave. But I read you a scripture where he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. And then also in the 16th chapter of St. John, he says to them, if I don't go away, the Comforter is not going to come. If I don't leave, if I don't go away, the Comforter is not going to come. Do you mean to tell me that's St. John 16 and 7. If I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. Who wanted Jesus to leave? Nobody wanted Jesus to leave. Everybody was trying to reach out and touch the hem of his garment. People were trying to be around him. But you know, he left. He left. What do you mean he left? He rose up and went on to the right hand of the Father. He left. My topic tonight is great loss, greater blessings. What can be greater than Jesus being here? I mean, once you really, I think the disciples, once you get used to the fact that that Jesus has left, what a big hole that is. But there is, and there was a blessing planned for men when Jesus left that just blew their minds all together. Jesus said, look, when I go away, I'm going to send you somebody called the Comforter. I want you to know that the Comforter was a greater blessing. Jesus said, even in the scriptures, he said in St. John 14 and 12, he said, the works I'm doing, you're going to do greater works. Okay, it's not exalted. It's not you exalting yourself when you say, I'm going to do greater works. Jesus said you're going to do greater works. Do you mean to tell me there was a greater move of God than Jesus here on the earth? Jesus says to them, look, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, Jesus would do the healing. Jesus would do the raising of the dead. But the point he was making is, it's wonderful for me to do these things, but it's even greater for you to do them. My friend, I want to tell you, the point of Jesus' coming was not just to show off his power to do miracles. The point of his coming was for him to empower you to do it. Yes, that's right, for you to do it. It's the design and the plan of God that you are to come into this power. But it only comes after Jesus leaves. There seems to be a great gap, a great hole. No, God's pattern is when great people leave the scene, there is an even greater blessing on its way. I want to encourage all of those of you who have suffered loss. You suffered loss of great people in your life. You depended on them. Maybe somebody who's somebody very close to you passed off the scene, but I'm here to tell you God's pattern is, I will not leave you comfortless. I'm not going to relax my hold on you. I'm not going to leave you without support. And he proved it. When Jesus left the scene, he told them, I want you to wait in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. What do you mean? All the focus was on Jesus. Yes. But when Jesus left, there was a planned anointing. When he died, the scripture tells us that the veil of the temple was torn from the top to the bottom, and the presence of the Lord left the Holy of Holies, soon to arrive on the day of Pentecost inside of men. Oh my God, this is surely a greater blessing. We are not taking anything away from the power Jesus displayed, but the point of what he did was to empower you and to empower me. The scripture tells us that on the day of Pentecost, Acts, the second chapter, said they were all in one room on one accord. There came a sound from heaven as a rushing sound, like a tornado coming in there. Why? Because when there is a great loss, there is always a greater blessing planned. The great loss of Jesus off of the surface of earth, moving on into the realm of the spirit, yielded the comforter. Now, you are to be empowered greater than you ever were. Jesus said, when I pray and I send the comforter back, he's going to abide with you forever. Are you ready for God to abide inside your body forever? This is God, the Holy Ghost. And the plan is, when there is a great loss, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you without support. I'm going to pour in. And that outpouring of the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. I mean, it came in such a fashion. People thought they were drunk with new wine. A new language came, a supernatural language came up. And they were speaking in tongues. They were speaking in languages of people. They had never learned these languages, but the language of the Holy Ghost started coming up. And people had power that they never had before. But this is because of the loss of Jesus. Now, the power of God came from heaven, now inside men. Now, that experience was something that they, when it was noised abroad, as the scripture calls it, noise, when they went around telling about it, it was a powerful experience from the Lord. Hundreds and hundreds of people got filled with his spirit. First, on the day of Pentecost, there was 120. Then from there, I mean, people got filled with this spirit. But it was from the loss that the power came. It was from the loss. Now, what is God's move? God's move now inside of each one of us is the fact that the Holy Spirit now, the Holy Ghost, some of you say Holy Spirit, some of you say Holy Ghost, but the loss, when Jesus left, this power is now designed to be inside your body. 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, around the 19th verse, says, what? Know you not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? Do you know, and I've spoken this before, that the presence of God is no more dwelling in brick and mortar, but now it's inside us. We're going to have to really go back and recognize what God has done. What has he done for us? He has empowered us with a power that is greater than anything we ever imagined. Wow. I want you to go with me to Ephesians, the 3rd chapter. Paul begins to say, I bow my knee unto the Father. And he speaks some words here. Ephesians, the 3rd chapter and the 14th verse. Now, what I'm trying to share with you tonight is this, is that when there are great losses, God always plans great blessings. The blessing of this day and time is the Holy Spirit permanently living inside your body. Paul said, you don't know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? You don't know that? And I'm saying that to you right now. Every believer who has been filled with the Spirit, every believer has the presence of God, a person living inside your body. That makes us a new species. What other kind of species is there in this earth that has not only your spirit inside your body, but another person living inside your body? When you get up in the morning, do you say, good morning, Holy Spirit? Or do you recognize that living inside you is another being? Or do you just step out as if it's just you there? This great move of God was to be something that was supposed to frighten Satan and all the powers of darkness, because here is man. Now, not only is your spirit in here, but God's spirit is in the body with your spirit. Woo! What kind of people are we? We are those inhabited by the Holy Spirit of God. I want to encourage you, if you have not acknowledged the presence of the Holy Ghost in you every day, start doing it. Start practicing the fact that not only is your spirit inside your body, but the Holy Ghost, a person, is also inside there. When you face a problem, when you face something you can't handle, it's not like it was before, because you are not left comfortless. You now walking around, you know, I mean, you can ignore it, but how rude is it to have a person that's that close to you and you don't even acknowledge him? You think you're just the same as you used to be. But oh no, God planned this. It was not, people weren't just going to weep because Jesus left. Joy was to come. Those of you who have experienced being filled with the Holy Ghost, you know it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. But I don't want you to stop and just camp around the joy of and the experience. I want you now to acknowledge the fact that you are a new species inhabited by God Almighty. If God is inside you, if God, the Holy Spirit, is inside of you, the next time you meet with a problem, the next time you have a situation that you can't figure out, I don't want you to wring your hands and say, I don't know what to do. Oh my God, what am I going to do? I don't want you to get depressed the next time the pressure comes on, because you are ignoring this great move of God that came after Jesus left the scene. We are poured into. God said, I'm going to pour my spirit into you. If you start acknowledging the presence of the Holy Ghost, he'll start talking with you. If you start acknowledging this great person who is inside of you, a love affair will take place. If you start acknowledging this person inside of you, the Holy Ghost will no longer sit inside you grieved. He can handle anything you face, but you're going to have to call him up. You're going to have to acknowledge that he's there. Holy Spirit, I say now, I'm telling you, you know, I had gone a long time without acknowledging the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, inside me. And I'm telling you, I was battered about. I was going through some situations. I felt depression. I felt mental anguish. I felt all those things until I started reading again about this great thing that God had done. He has put his spirit inside us, and we need to acknowledge the fact that he's here. I said, Ephesians, the third chapter. I want to read this as I come to the last 6 or 7 minutes of this teaching. Go with me to Ephesians, King James once again, King James 3 and 14. It says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Listen, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Paul is praying here that God would grant you to be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. He's living with you now. Recognize him. He's there. It's not just, don't say, I have it. I got it. I hear people, when they get filled with the Spirit, they say, I got it. I got it. No. You have him. This is a person now. And we have to understand that we are to treat him a certain way because he's God Almighty. Don't act the same way you used to act, because now you are recognizing the God that is inhabiting your body. Oh, Lord. Let me read on. The scripture in the 17th verse says, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in the love. Now, you're going to have to act in faith. You're going to have to believe that he is living inside you according to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter and the 19th verse. You're going to have to acknowledge that by faith. You don't have to feel a thing. You don't have to have the same experience. You don't have to feel any joy. Just acknowledge the presence. This is what God requires. You got to do it by faith. He's dwelling there by faith. You have to acknowledge him. And when you face a tough task, you can say to the Holy Ghost, I recognize you are inside me. I'm leaving my house right now. I expect for you to give me the wisdom I need with this situation. Hallelujah. And he says, that he may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Oh, wow. God is definitely love. When you don't have to worry about your problems anymore, when you don't have to worry about how to figure things out, now you can love. You don't have to fight for anything because you know that God is living inside your body. What can stop us? What can separate us anymore? What can defeat us? Nothing. Why? I got God living inside my body. Oh, Jesus. Let me read on. And it says that you being rooted and grounded in love, 18th verse, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Revelation starts coming. The more you spend time with the Holy Ghost, revelation starts coming. You begin to comprehend. And the 19th verse, let me get on with this. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Did you ever expect to be filled? Now, you're going to have to meditate on this some. You have to meditate. To be filled with all the fullness of God. Human beings being filled with all the fullness of God. Now, I can imagine in those days when Jesus got ready to leave and go up in the clouds, that there was sadness. But can you imagine the plan? The plan was, okay, I'm leaving, but you're going to be filled with all the fullness of God. Wow. Had you ever planned on being filled with all the fullness of God? Oh, wow. Let's go to the 20th verse now, and this is the one that we all talk about so much. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Can you point to yourself? In me. It's a court. He'll do it. He'll do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. But you need to know that we're not reaching outside for anything anymore. I know the scriptures say, I lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. And I understand. But there's been a move since Jesus left. And that move has brought the Holy Spirit to live permanently inside of your body. Oh my God. And he will do exceeding abundantly above all you can even ask or think. And it will be according to the power that worketh in us. Great losses are designed to bring greater blessings. This is the way God designed it. He said, weeping endures for a night. Joy comes in the morning. I want you to tap into this power. There was a great loss. Jesus leaving was like nothing else. Oh my God, everything he did was just, we just wanted him to stay around. But he said, if I don't leave, the comforter won't come. It's right, it's expedient for me. Because why? You are to be empowered. For this day and time, the focus is on believers. And that focus is, I'm not saying that we're not paying any attention to what Jesus did, but understand what his loss did. It empowered you and me. We are now on stage. We are now empowered by the Holy One called the Holy Spirit. He is living permanently inside of you. What are you going to do about that? Put him to work for you by faith. Believe him. He's there for a purpose. His purpose is that he will do exceeding abundantly above all you even ask or think, but it will be according to the power that works in us. Wow. Wow. I tell you, I'm excited about this pattern. I want you to understand that God has planned not just for you to read about the things Jesus did, but for you to even do greater things than he did. Greater? Wow, if I could just do the things he did, that would be enough. No, this move is greater. And it's time for you and I to step on up and to do the things that God has designed for us to do. I'm glad you joined us tonight for this word. As you can tell, it's just changing my life. I hope it's changing your life too. If you got blessed by this word tonight, would you sow a seed? Would you sow a seed? You can text WOE online to 7797 and sow a seed. If this is changing your life, if this is reaching you, if this is blessing you, sow that seed and see what God is going to do in your life. All right. Until the next time we get together, blessings and favor in your life all week long. Amen.